Good evening, everybody. It's always fun time of year to do this when we talk about our Tree City USA Award, which we received for the 27th year. And I'll give a brief presentation of the Arbor Day celebration we had this year at McDougal School. And then we have three poster contest honorees here tonight to recognize. In order to receive this designation, the town has to meet four standards. Anybody know what they are? Okay. A tree board or department, a tree ordinance, a community forestry program, and an Arbor Day observance. And of course, this year, the Arbor Day observance was held at McDougal School on March 22nd. Events included the... Excuse me, thank you. So the events included the flag, Tree City USA flag, being presented by the state forester to Mayor Chilton, poster contest, as I noted, and the planting of a Okami cherry tree, which gets to be about 15 to 30 feet tall, has pink rosy blossoms and a mild fragrance, is what I read.
Where was that planted?
At McDougal School.
Okay. George, can you eat those? Does it have cherry? Cherries you can eat?
You can try them out and let me know.
And another question, I noticed in the abstract it says crab apple tree?
Yeah, I'm sorry, the abstract is incorrect. Okay. Yes, it was a Okami cherry tree. So originally it was a crab apple tree and the editor didn't get to it in time. Here's some photos of the day. Here's Mayor Chilton receiving the flag, and this flag is always proudly displayed here in Town Hall and also down at Public Works. This is Kelly Blair, our groundskeeper too, pointing out about pests in trees, engaging the students in good conversation. And as always, Smokey shows up with, I think those are his thumbs or his paws. And here's the tree, and everybody stood in line patiently and helped backfill the tree. There's some encouragement going on. The clay was really wet that day. It was tougher than it looked. Here's Smokey being escorted to the principal's office, I believe.
What'd she have in her bag?
There was a all the students received a white oak seedling.
Oh, nice.
as a gift. And there's the final tree in its form. Before we bring the honorees up, I'd like to thank several people from McDougal Elementary, Principal Amanda Hartness, intern principal Arpita Burns, who I believe was in that last slide with Smokey, teachers Laura Bird and Cynthia Hammond, and I believe Ms. Hammond is here tonight. Thank you for coming. From Public Works, Lakeisha White Kelly, Chris Clark, our interim landscape and ground supervisor, Bobby Horton, Kelly Blair, who you saw in the photos, and Paul Hepp, a.k.a. Smokey, and also Jacob Presley, one of our state foresters. And Your Honor, if you would come up, and I'll call up the honorees in alphabetical order here, and have a gift. And if you bring your poster with us so we can share it with everybody, that would be great. So I'll call you up one at a time, and then you can wait up here. Jonas Akers.
Smiling bananas.
If you would have drawn me, I would have looked like a monkey.
Well, actually, I think you are in there.
Fatima Hall. Fatima, could you come up, please?
Oh, the ants are really neat.
Is that a waterfall?
Good ants.
Is it a water slide? Fatima, is it a water slide? Over here?
Slide.
A slide. This is a regular park.
Park.
Kind of like a Carver schoolhouse slide.
It's been a water slide today.
And Nari Ma?
There you go. Congratulations. And this is Sammy after an extended weekend in the forest. But anyway, all right, great.
I have his sunglasses on the sun.
All right. Okay. Oh,
great. We got everybody. That's it. Congratulations again to all our leaders.
All right.
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody leave their picture up there.
I've got them, and I'll hand them out here in just a second.
We have it. Fatima, they have your picture. It's okay.
All right.
She wants her picture back.
I hear you.
You better hand it over.
All right. Congratulations again to the poster contest winners. It was a fun event all the way around. Great job by the Public Works Department. All right, that brings us